From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. Doctors often refer to cardiac rehabilitation as a sort of boot camp for patients who've suffered a heart attack or undergone bypass surgery. It's a concentrated time for exercise and education about nutrition, diet, and behaviors that the patients need to change. The effectiveness of cardiac rehab has been proven, but it's estimated that only about a third of the patients who could benefit from rehab actually get it. NPR's Patricia Naimond reports.
Dr. Janet Wright is a cardiologist in private practice in Northern California. Her typical patient is elderly and suffers from coronary artery disease.
What I hear today, and I don't remember hearing this before, I don't have it in my records, I hear a whistling sound in your neck. And that can be the result of an artery that's crooked. But it can also mean that an artery is narrow. And a narrow artery puts you at risk for stroke. Now, we should do the ultrasound. It does not hurt.
Wright says all her patients with coronary artery disease could benefit from cardiac rehab. The regimen of diet, exercise, and counseling has been proved to dramatically decrease the risk of further heart problems and even death.
To have a resource that's so proven to lower mortality, to decrease readmissions to the hospital, to reduce the risk of second heart attacks, to do control of these risk factors we've been talking about successfully, which have a huge impact on someone's quality and quantity of life later, and this is an underutilized service. How is that possible?
Here are some of the reasons why that's possible. Doctors don't refer patients as often as they should, especially women and the elderly. Many patients don't take rehab seriously and don't bother to go. But perhaps most important, there are fewer and fewer rehab units to go to. That's because hospitals across the country are closing them. Bruce Lamoureux is CEO of St. John's Health Center in Santa Monica, California.
We felt terrible about eliminating cardiac rehab, and given the opportunity to reinstate it under economic conditions that make sense, we would do so in a heartbeat. No pun intended.
But the economic conditions were this. For every hour of rehab care, St. John's was getting paid $30.24 by Medicare, and private insurers typically follow Medicare's lead and pay about the same. With a gym, classrooms, and exercise physiologists, nurses, dietitians, and physician supervision, Lamoureux says the actual cost of providing that care was more like $75 an hour, which meant cardiac rehab was losing money.
A few hundred thousand dollars a year. In the scheme of hospital operations, that's not a huge amount of money. It's a substantial amount, and the choices were either continue to accept those losses and stop doing something else that the community needs, or eliminate this program.
So in December of last year, St. John's Cardiac Rehab Unit closed. Cardiologist Marjorie King is an official with the American Association of Cardiovascular and Pulmonary Rehab. While there are no specific statistics, King says she routinely hears about hospitals closing their rehab units, and she says that's a shame. King runs this rehab unit at the Helen Hayes Hospital in New York.
Arm comes up like this. If it gets too hard, just bring it down a little bit and then circles forward. One, two, three, four. It's okay, Zoe? Five.
Patients work up sweats and build up their hearts in exercise rooms like this, on bicycles, treadmills, step machines, and with free weights. There's nutrition counseling and help in adhering to medications, but there's other very targeted education about heart disease that also takes place.
I've had patients in the office often come to me and say, I was in the hospital last week because I noticed that over the past 2 months, my weights have been going up and my swelling has been going up, and I ended up going into the hospital with heart failure. Well, if they had known to call their doctor within the first week that their weights were going up, they would have had more water pill. They wouldn't have ended up back in the hospital. And that sort of thing is what cardiac rehab programs do, as well as the exercises, reiterate, hey, watch yourself. Watch for the things that get you in trouble. Watch your blood pressures. Watch your sugars, your diabetes control. Watch your weights, your water status.
Cardiologist Janet Wright says that kind of education is particularly important today because after heart surgery, patients are typically discharged from the hospital after only about 4.5 days.
During those 4.5 days, the person is literally busy all the time with physical therapists, with the nurses, with the physicians, increasing their mobility and basically getting prepared to go home. There's really not a good time for the intensive teaching that has to take place, and certainly no opportunity for behavior modification. That's a long-term process.
Heart patient Joe Morelli knows it's a long-term process, a life-changing one. 6 weeks after he had heart surgery, he came here to Helen Hayes Hospital for rehab. When he started, he was short of breath and did poorly on 2 stress tests. Now, 6 weeks later, it's a totally different story.
Since I started this program, I've just rejuvenated. I feel 100% better. I've had a weight loss, and I don't have shortness of breath anymore. It's just unbelievable.
Morelli spends about 45 minutes on the treadmill and then about 15 minutes on the bike. He's surprised by the stamina he has. He never used to exercise, and he didn't really think about what he ate. Lots of pasta, bread, and steak. Now he's committed to exercise and says he'll continue at home once rehab is over. He just started the South Beach diet, and so far he says he doesn't miss the carbs. Bottom line, Morelli says it's unlikely he would have made such major life changes if he had not come to rehab.
At the hospital after the surgery, they gave me handouts and brochures to read at home, but there was never anybody to instruct you on how to go about it. Here on Wednesday, we come a half hour early for therapy, and we have lectures, we watch videotapes. And last week, it taught us how to deal with stress management, which is very big. I was stressed out all the time. And this program teaches you to live with it.
As it is now, Medicare and most private insurance companies pay for rehab for patients like Morelli, who have had bypass surgery or suffered a heart attack. But they don't pay for patients who have undergone angioplasty, had a stent inserted, or suffer heart failure. Dr. Janet Wright says that's a mistake. She says many studies have shown cardiac rehab is highly beneficial for these patients as well. And she describes today's system as a victim of its own success.
We've become experts at identifying and then acting quickly in response to a heart attack, and can usually open up arteries in an emergency situation, improve blood flow to heart muscle, and limit the amount of heart damage that occurs in the heart attack. As a result of that, the death rate from heart attacks has been dropping, but we convert people to those who have chronic disease.
And need concrete medical help to manage that disease. But if cardiac rehab facilities keep closing, more patients will be left on their own. An irony, say cardiologists, since the population of older Americans with chronic heart disease is rising as the baby boom generation moves into older age. Patricia Naiman, NPR News.